Jeremy, thanks so much for talking to me about this.
Anytime.
Just to start off, I want to ask you, a lot of your piece focused on justice. How did each candidate's view about justice kind of speak to their overall campaign message?
I think when you talk about justice, you had both candidates speaking about fairness in a sense, you know, what they think is fair to the victims of a crime, to the defendants, and to the community as a whole.
So the current district attorney, Sandra Dorley, is running for her third term, correct?
Yes.
How does she view her record so far in this definition of justice?
Well, I mean, she did talk to me a lot about how she works with the different law enforcement agencies and within the court system to not just prosecute people in a sense that, you know, we probably all think of as a traditional sense. She works with a lot of what they call diversion courts, which are meant to get at certain specific issues like a drug addiction or mental health condition or something like that.
I think these are important steps. We're not just, you know, prosecuting people to see them, you know, put in jail. There's so many, you know, diversion programs and, you know, so many programs where we can help other people.
And her Democratic opponent, Shawnee Curry Mitchell, what does she think she could be doing better? Why is she deciding to run?
She seems to favor diversion a little more. She wants to see the office working not just through diversion courts, but through its own diversion programs, developing them and doing them in-house before someone even sets foot in the courtroom. You know, one thing that both Dorley and Curry Mitchell talked about is the opioid epidemic. And, you know, I think they both have a similar perspective on it in a sense that the people who are committing offenses is a way to support an addiction. They want to get them help. Where you get to see a distinction between the two of them is when it comes to how they would handle people who are selling drugs, who are selling opioids. Dorley takes an aggressive approach of working with law enforcement to try to prosecute people for homicide charges when they can be connected to an overdose. Mm. Curry Mitchell says that's not a policy she's likely to continue.
I don't necessarily think that's a good policy. Bright line, hard line rules are difficult because they're exceptions, and we know that every case is different.
To what degree does race and diversity play into this race?
Well, Curry Mitchell, you know, one of the things she brought up is that the district attorney's office is largely white, that it doesn't have many people of color working in the office. And this is an issue that Dorley herself acknowledges. What Dorley says is that when they get promising candidates for jobs in the office, often other law firms can offer them better pay. You know, the district attorney's office, she said starting pay was, I think, somewhere around $60,000. I mean, anybody coming out of law school probably is carrying a pretty high debt load. You know, Shawnee Curry Mitchell is a black woman who would be leading the top law enforcement agency in the county. I don't think that would be an insignificant thing, considering that people of color are disproportionately the ones who are arrested and charged with crimes, who are convicted of crimes.
Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.